This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to a story about what we wear and what we know about what we each wear. Because really, a lot of controversy and criticism arose last week when a video was posted by a social media influencer, Rizal Ibrahim. And it was essentially a video of him making jokes with his wife about the Ngepan Indu, the traditional wear of the Iban community. Rightfully so, a lot of backlash. So we thought what we would instead of focusing on that incident, we thought what we'd do is learn more about that the Ngepan Indu, as well as the traditions and the culture of the Iban community.
Yeah, because this is something that is, I think, not often spoken enough about. It's certainly something that I don't know enough about. And when you think about, or, you know, just from the reading that I've done, looking at the significance of each item, the amount of work and care that goes into it, it's so crucial. And also, just to say, I know we said we wouldn't dwell and give unnecessary attention to people who made ignorant remarks, but the timing of it could not have been worse, because while talking about this, the Ngepan Indu is actually worn traditionally, you know, by Iban people during special occasions such as the Gawai festival, and Hari Gawai took place on Tuesday, June 1st. So in terms of timing, it really couldn't be worse, but it did give us a great opportunity to talk about it and to learn more.
So joining us now to really share with us about their culture and what this traditional wear means to the community is Janet Ratha Noel, who is Museum Curator of the Tun Juga Foundation. Janet, thanks for joining us today.
Welcome.
So let's start by, with you telling us the history and the story behind the Ngepan Indu.
There's not much history written about the Ngepan Indu, but the Iban women has been weaving for a long, long time, and they've been weaving their costume components such as the skirt, the woven skirt, and the salampai, the shawl, that has been since our ancestors, grand ancestors. And accessories came in during the trade days with the Chinese. But actually, these accessories were made by the Mamalo of Indonesia, who made accessories from Iban accessories from brassware and silver. Then came the Chinese. The Chinese silversmith made more refined silver accessories. But then, our costume has transformed over the years, depending on what is available in the market or what is available from those makers of silver. But today, not much silver can be found, so we have resorted to other materials. But as time goes by, you can see that the Iban women costume is more and more elaborate.
So the skirt that is worn as part of the Ngepan Indu, as you mentioned, is woven, and in a similar way, in fact, to a textile that you're currently studying for your PhD, the Puakumbu. Are they commonly mistaken for one another? Could you talk to us about that and what the differences might be?
The woven skirt and the pua are actually different, but of course, most of the Iban community, they would be able to tell the difference, but maybe the other communities, they would not be able to, you know, 100% tell which is which. But actually, the skirt, the woven skirt, is woven as a skirt. It's not woven as a puakumbu. The puakumbu is actually a ceremonial blanket, and it's it measures from between 4 to 8 feet, 8 feet long. And the puakumbu is, you can't make the skirt from the puakumbu. You can't join the two ends together and make it a skirt. You can't do that because the designs for puakumbu and the skirt are totally different.
So tell us about the spiritual and cultural significance of the puakumbu.
In the past, the pua has a lot of taboos. you know, you cannot just weave in a pwa if you are a beginner. You have to be a master weaver to do sacred pieces, such as those that were used for receiving the head trophies. And different designs are used for festivals and different occasions. So it's very, you have to know which is the sacred. You cannot use the sacred to make products like handbags or shoes, you know.
And on that note, the video, in some ways, that started all this by Rizal Ibrahim, stirred up strong emotions within the Dayak community and Malaysians in general. What did you make of it?
Well, this is not the first one, actually. There has been several of these cases. But the Iban community, and not just the Iban community, any community would be sensitive to their costume if they are being, you know, not portrayed correctly or being, you know, abused. So you have to respect other people's costume. And before you can, you know, you have to make sure your data is correct. You have to check and verify before you can, you know, post it to the public. It's very important.
So there definitely still seems to be a gap among Malaysians when it comes to understanding each other's cultural history, spiritual history, and this seems particularly apparent when it comes to the cultures of Sabah and Sarawak. What do you think is needed so that there's more exchange of this kind of knowledge and understanding?
Well, I think it has to start from the school, you know, from the basic, the foundation. Some topics that has to be learned in school has to be on culture and costume, so that the younger generation are aware of the kind of you know, the cultural things that belong to them, to their community. For example, the Iban and the Bidayu, the Malay, they all have different different costume, and from there we can have like workshops. You can join like a social media group. There are a lot of groups, you know, like costume clubs, you know, in Facebook. You can join them and you can discuss, you know, with them.
And on a person-to-person basis, right, how would you suggest people broach the topic with one another if there's something about, you know, someone else's culture that you don't understand or you want to find out more about?
Well, you have to be like a private detective. you do your homework, and you do some research. You have to do research, and then you can tell who are the people or who are the group of people you can approach, you know, and talk to. Then from there you can discuss more with each other.
Janet, you mentioned earlier that sort of, you know, passed on, you know, historical value of the outfits in particular. But I want to know, in general, why is it important that we keep these sorts of traditions alive?
Well, to me, our cultural tradition is a living tradition. It has to be preserved, not just for us, but for the future generation. It is also our identity. You know, for example, the Iban costume. We can tell it's the Iban. And the, you know, the baju, Melayu, baju kurung, you can tell it's the Malay and the Chinese. They have their own costume. It's our own identity. It's very important. Yeah, if you lose it, then you have no identity. You have lost one of your identity.
And in line with that, Janet, in closing, what are your hopes for our traditions and culture in Malaysia, especially in terms of the way we preserve and practice them?
Well, I think each community are responsible for their own efforts, you know, to keep their own tradition alive. You know, if you leave it to other people, there's no commitment. You have to do your own. For example, in Sarawak, we have for the Iban, we have the Sarakop Indo, we have the SDNU, we have the Tunjuga Foundation, and we also have the Kelab Ngepan. So we hope that this tradition will be kept alive, so that this is something that we can be proud of. All the Malaysians, we are proud of our costume, our tradition, and our culture.
Janet, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much. Sorry, my voice is not very good this evening. A bit sore.
You were totally fine. Thank you, and thanks for sharing all of that.
Yeah. Oh, welcome.
That was Janet Ratha-Noel, Museum Curator at the Tun Juga Foundation, speaking to us about the Iban community's traditions. And particularly, we started with this question of traditional wear. So share your thoughts with us. How do you learn about other cultures? What are some of the things that you'd like to know? You can call us 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Coming up after this on Popcorn Culture, we will be looking at actors through the ages, how they started out, where they've ended up, and the ones with the long-lasting careers. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.